Jeremiah chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord Jehovah, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says, saying, Write all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. Because, the days are coming, says the Lord Jehovah, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord Jehovah. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their forefathers, and they will possess it. And these are the words that the Lord Jehovah spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says, We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now, and see whether a man has labor pains of childbirth. Why do I see every man with his hands on his waist, as a woman in childbirth, and all faces have turned pale? Alas! Because that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. Because it will come to pass in that day, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and will burst your bonds, and strangers will no more serve themselves of him. But they will serve the Lord Jehovah their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. Therefore do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord Jehovah. Neither be dismayed, O Israel. Because, indeed, I will save you from afar, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return, and will be in rest, and be quiet, and no one will make him afraid. Because I am with you, says the Lord Jehovah, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a full end of you. But I will correct you in measure, and will not leave you altogether unpunished. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says, Your bruise is incurable, and your wound is grievous. There is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bandaged up, you have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. Because I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the punishment of a cruel one, because of the multitude of your sins. Because your sins were increased. Why do you cry because of your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your sins, because your sins were increased, I have done these things to you. Therefore all those who devour you will be devoured. And all your adversaries, every one of them, will go into captivity. And those who spoil you will be a spoil, and all those who prey upon you I will give for a prey. Because I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord Jehovah. Because they called you an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeks after. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his houses, and the city will be built upon her own heap, and the palace will remain after its manner. And out of them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry, and I will multiply them, and they will not be few. I will also glorify them, and they will not be small. Their children also will be as before, and their congregation will be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. And their nobles will be of their own, and their governor will proceed from their midst, and I will cause him to draw near, and he will approach to me. Because who is this who engaged his heart to approach to me? Says the Lord Jehovah. And you will be my people, and I will be your God. See, the whirlwind of the Lord Jehovah goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind, it will fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord Jehovah will not return, until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you will consider it.